All right, guys, now we're going to talk about marketing and promotion. Now, again, I have to keep reiterating, this is specific to what works for me, and I'm just sharing this with you in hopes that you learn from this because, I'm not the best and I'm not the only, but I learn from the best and I learned from a lot and I learned a lot. And I just took a little bit of everything and just applied it to my grind, and, I'm reaping the benefits of my hard work. So, marketing and promotion. So, once I got the podcast done, okay, how am I going to promote it? How do I want it to look so it will be eye-catching for people, right, to engage with? So, first things first, I definitely want to use either a video clip or a photo of, a screenshot of the episode so people could see what's in store. On top of that, I put like an Instagram video together with the logo real big, the person's name that I'm interviewing, my name real big, just to be eye-catching and to give them, and it's something pleasant to the eye enough to where they would want to repost it, because sometimes celebrities are funny. They just want to do the interview or whatever and then let you do the promotion and stuff like that. So you want to make it as cool looking as possible to where it's undeniably eye-catching and someone wouldn't hesitate to post it because it's good quality, and that's what it's really all about. So you make it as eye-catching as possible. With me, again, I like to put the person in it with me, put my logo real big, and if you want to watch videos on advertisement that talk about color schemes and how they make people feel, like I know yellow sparks happiness and spiritualness and inspiration, it's that has that type of feel. Red is more, dominant and, stuff like that. There's different videos that you can watch on YouTube that speak more specific. I chose the color yellow, because, think about the golden arches of McDonald's. They're yellow, they're inviting, they're welcoming, they make you happy, they're eye-catching, eye-grabbing. So that's pretty much the color that I use with my logo. And then on top of that, once you share this content through your social media and every platform there is, okay, now you want to go ahead and put a little money behind it. There's Facebook advertisements that you can utilize that, I hear people have success story all day. I have some success stories as well on there. Instagram could be a good source for paying for advertisement on that through that platform as well. And not for nothing, I get the most traction on my show on LinkedIn, believe it or not. People usually just go for the Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, or whatever, but LinkedIn is where all the professionals are, believe it or not. Like, yeah, they may have side pages on Instagram and Facebook for entertainment, but when it comes to business, LinkedIn is it. Okay, you actually get responses from people. People are on there daily, updating their resumes or looking for employees or trying to do some deals. So LinkedIn is it. So definitely post your content on LinkedIn. Okay, but be professional about it as well. Don't just post and be like, hey, check this shit out. No, you want to post. You want to be professional. This is my podcast. Sleep is for billionaires. It's about getting insider information for those looking to be true entrepreneurs. I mean, no, sorry, to become true industry professionals. Okay, so you already know what you're about to get before you click play, on a serious professional level. So once you deliver that message, they press play, it just, it's the icing on the cake. So after they see that, now they click on my channel, they like the page, if it's for them, because again, I'm specific to up and coming entrepreneurs as far as the information that my podcast delivers. So, with that being said, once that funnel goes and finds my actual customer, it will convert to, I mean, my potential student, it will convert to a customer. And that's pretty much the whole goal when it comes to promoting it that way and using that platform as well as all the others, because you never know where that like or that customer conversion rate is gonna come from until you put it out there in that fashion or on that platform. So yeah, so that's my tip on the marketing and the promotion side as far as what worked for me. All right, last tip I want to give regarding the promotion side. I give out a lot of promo items, you know, to family and friends and, you know, former guests on the show, just so they could promote it as well, or at least have it. But sometimes they don't, repost it or anything like that, take a picture with it. So at times you may want to ask them to do that because your intention would be to take that photo and, you know, repost it on your page so people can see other people supporting you already. And they're more likely to continue to support or support you if they weren't by seeing evidence of other support going on around you. You know, it's sad but true. Unfortunately, a lot of people, you know, don't believe in the entrepreneurs or the dreamers, you know, until other people begin to support them as well. So, you know, you want to use that as ammo to, build up more brand awareness when it comes to, you know, marketing and promoting your project or your brand. You know, so yeah, so use that tip. Get those photos from other people. If you want to ask them to repost that as well, you can do that also. You know, I mean, hey, worst thing you could do is say is no, but that picture, it takes a few seconds to do. You have it. You can tag them in it, but again, it'll show that other people are already supporting you, and you know, it'll make more people support you as well. All right. And possibly convert to more sales.